All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Lawrence Rolston. He is the CEO of Mountain Boy Minerals. Lawrence, good to have you back.
Great to be here, Steve.
And also joining us is your Vice President of Exploration, Lucia Tenian. Lucia, it's nice to see you as well.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Lawrence, why don't we start with you? And maybe you can just give me a bit of an overview of Mountain Boy Minerals.
Yeah, Mountain Boy is one of the leading mineral exploration companies focused on an area of British Columbia called the Golden Triangle. For anybody not familiar with the Golden Triangle, it's one of the most richly mineralized areas on the planet. And we have one of the largest property positions up there. We've got six separate projects, and each one of those projects has large-scale potential. We don't make that statement lightly. It's based on reviewing the work of decades of work that have gone ahead of us on these projects. We've got a very highly qualified geological team, and they've assembled literally hundreds of reports from companies that worked before us on these various projects. But each one of those companies was looking at one little piece of what we have now consolidated into larger property positions. And giving that overview, you know, that larger view of these projects, it's like putting pieces of a jigsaw puzzle together. The previous explorers were looking at one little piece. We've now got the pieces together. We're seeing the bigger picture, and we're very excited about the pictures that are emerging on each one of these projects. And let's turn it over to Lucia to get into a little more detail on the latest news that we've put out on our Thea project.
Yeah, Lucia, you've done a little bit of work there. It's more field work right now. Tell me a bit about what the idea was at the beginning of this field work.
So just last year, we acquired this new Thea project, and we only did a very limited amount of work last year, but it did result in some pretty amazing grab samples to the tone of 39 kilograms per ton silver, which is bonanza grade silver for sure. So this year we did a small mapping and sampling program on the Thea project, and we wanted to follow up on that high grade silver, but we also wanted to see what kind of legs it had. So we did some channel sampling there, and we also did some channel sampling on some gold values. So the Thea project, it's quite a large project, and we've kind of broken it up into two different target areas. So on the western side is where these high-grade silver, lead, zinc occurrences are with economic gold. And that's hosted in the Hazelton stratigraphy, the lower Hazelton. And on the eastern side of the project is some younger rocks. And traditionally that part of the project was explored as a copper moly porphyry target. So we re-examined the copper moly porphyry target as well. And some of our initial grabs and samples that we just reported in our most recent news release had economic moly and economic gold.
So as you mentioned, you've obviously done quite a bit of field work this year on Thea. So what's the next stage of that?
Yeah, so the next stage on Thea is moving the permitting ahead. We're looking at applying for our notice of work for a drill permit for the future, and then also following up with wildlife assessment and management programs. And kind of, part of the project is within the Great Bear Rainforest. So we want to make sure we're very careful and follow all the rules and comply to everything in that regard.
Absolutely. And really quick, I just want to ask you about, you mentioned you have a number of other projects, or at least Lawrence did, one of which you're drilling, BA. Can you tell me just quickly about that drill program?
Absolutely. So this year, BA was drilled back in 2010 and hadn't been drilled since, and actually had seen very little work since 2010. A little bit of mapping and sampling in 2011, 16, and 2020. And so this year we did a very small drill program. Basically, it's seen less than 200 drill holes, and it's defined a silver, lead, zinc, VMS, a volcanic-hosted massive sulfide deposit. And the channel sampling that we had done previously had provided some very encouraging results. So we really wanted to test that. And between the drilling and the channel sampling that we did this year, we've been able to extend the mineralization 200 meters to the north. And then while we were drilling, of course, we had boots on the ground, and boots in the ground in the Golden Triangle often leads to new discoveries. So we have two new areas that we're very excited about following up next year.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you're busy. Lawrence, that's a lot of people working in a lot of different places to kind of follow everything. I guess that's what you had designed when you were putting all these, as you mentioned, jigsaw pieces together.
Mm. Well, that's right, exactly. And, you know, with six projects, each one of which is a potential company maker, it is, you know, we've got a lot of resources right now, but we're also looking toward joint venture partners to help fund some of the projects. And other ways of getting more resources to apply to these projects. Our strategy at the outset was to get in there to re-examine all the historic work, pull together properties where we saw large-scale potential, which we've done, and now we're advancing each one of those projects systematically toward the discovery stage.
All right. Well, it sounds very busy, and we look forward to talking again soon to get more details on this. Lucia, nice to meet you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve. Nice to meet you.
All right. That's Lucia Tenney. She's the Vice President of Exploration. And as always, Lawrence, good to see you as well.
Look forward to the next chat, Steve. Bye.
All right. There's Lawrence Rolston. He's the CEO of Mountain Boy Minerals.